proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host Aaron Broughton, and it's my delight to be with you today. Over the past few programs, we've been looking at Bible geography by taking a land tour of Israel, visiting special places both past and present. The last time we were together, we visited the surrounding mountains around Jerusalem, and this included the Mount of Olives, Mount Scopus, Mount Zion, Mount Moriah, and Mount Calvary. Now today, we'll go towards the old city of Jerusalem. The modern city of Jerusalem sprawls over several hills and really is divided into two major areas of Old Jerusalem and the New Jerusalem. Now, this isn't the New Jerusalem we read of in the book of Revelation, but it refers to the modern section of Jerusalem that we will cover in a future broadcast. But let's begin our tour of the old city of Jerusalem at Jaffa Gate, which is on the western side of the city walls. Now, the walls that you see are about 500 years old and were built by the Ottoman Suleiman the Magnificent. So keep in mind, the walls you see here are not exactly like the city layout during the time of Jesus. But now then, Jaffa Gate is named so because it gives entrance from the Jaffa Road that begins by the Mediterranean Sea near Tel Aviv, Jaffa today. This same road is Highway 1 today in Israel. Jaffa Gate has recorded many interesting stories over the years. During the Ottoman rule, the German Kaiser Wilhelm II came through this gate on an official visit in 1898. The Ottoman Sultan ordered the moat filled in and part of the wall open so he did not have to get out of his carriage. That is why you see the gap in the wall here today. During the British Mandate in 1917, General Edmund Allenby also came through this gate, but in a very different way. Upon coming to the gate, he dismounted his horse and walked on foot along with his officers into the old city in order to show respect for this special place. One interesting story about these walls from Suleiman concerns his architects. Legend has it that Suleiman the Magnificent ordered these men killed after he found out that they forgot to enclose Mount Zion and David's tomb when the walls were erected. He then had them buried just inside Jaffa Gate. You can see the grave markers even today when you visit. One exciting tour here can take you from this spot is to walk the ramparts of the wall. You can begin here at Jaffa Gate and eventually end up on the eastern side of Lion's Gate or St. Stephen's Gate. Another route you can take here begins at the south side near Dung Gate, ending at David's Citadel near Jaffa Gate. It is quite a hike, so bring good walking shoes. From here, though, you will get to see a very unique view of the old city, literally walking on the rooftops of people who live there today. Speaking of the Tower of David, it is located just inside Jaffa Gate as you turn right. It is an impressive structure from its towers and provides an amazing 360-degree view of the old city. The Tower of David really has nothing to do with King David. Rather, it was built up by the Hasmoneans, and then even more by Herod the Great in constructing three towers. Only one, named Faziel, still stands today. Inside this fortress is a museum explaining the incredible history of Jerusalem. It is called the Tower of David due to the Byzantine Christians who believed it was King David's palace. They borrowed the nickname Tower of David from the Song of Solomon, King David's son, who wrote in Song of Solomon chapter 4, verse 4, "Thy neck is like the Tower of David, builded for an armory, whereon hang 1,000 bucklers, all shields of mighty men." Now truly, the Jaffa Gate in the old city of Jerusalem gives us a unique view into the mystery of this special place. It's definitely a favorite of mine, as well as for many visitors who've come to the Holy Land. Now from ancient history to the current people and future events, there is something to learn and appreciate here in Israel at every turn. Now I invite you to join me next time, as we will continue our visit of the gates of the old city of Jerusalem in our tour of the Bible geography in the land of Israel. Next stop on our journey is Zion Gate, so come along with us and invite a friend as well. Also, just want to mention that IBJM does host a regular tour to Israel. I invite you to contact us here at ibjm.org or call us at 423-876-8150 for more information. As we close this program, let's remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, which says in Hebrew, "Sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim." Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.